Hey everyone, Zach jumping here at the beginning real quick, just to let you know that we are working with Coruscant Knights, Dice of Cantina, Starbirds, and Flight Risk on the Donate for Destiny campaign for the Child's Play charity. Child's Play charity provides toys and video game consoles for kids who are like in the hospital or maybe domestic violence shelters, and it just helps to kind of make everything a little more comfortable for them. The Donate for Destiny allows you to impact our dice pool. If you donate $4, you can add one light side to our Destiny pool. The $6 donation will let the party reroll any number of positive dice on one skill check per $6 donation for the session. Every $10 donated, and you can choose whether or not our Destiny pool is all light or all dark. And again, for all of these, we'll shout you out on air and say thanks. And you want to make sure you send a message either via Twitter or email. If we can get $500, I would like to do a dice giveaway. As Tales of the Outer Rim could personally get up to $500 donated for this charity. So make sure you send us a message so we can enter your name in the drawing if we get $500. Alright, I'll let you get to the show. Hey everybody, Zach here. I'm just going to jump in real quick to let you know that I forgot to download the audio from our recorder for this session, but I was able to pull the audio off of Twitch, so we still have the show, it's just not going to be as clean as it normally is. I apologize, but I hope you still enjoy. Alright everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We are going to be diving in back into the Demi Boss fight in Adam's game here. We are still waiting on Mike Pye to show up, so he'll be here soon. He's playing Seely Tong.
Boon TM.
Yes. Zach, will be playing Hesnip Farwander. Adam, you want to take away the rest of the...
Oh!
Our host, Adam Lubin, GM for this series.
Yeah. Okay, and then playing HW, we have Ryan.
Whoa.
And for Captain Torque, we have John. We have playing Deb Synod,
Ben. Hey, what's up, guys and girls? What's up, everybody, kids?
And everything in between.
Yes.
And on the edges.
Yes.
And
yes, all the
in above between. And below and all around.
You choose to self-identify.
Not just a guy, girl thing, to all.
Rolling Destiny. Should we just let Pi roll when he gets here? Or
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Dang, thank you.
Thank you.
John?
Can you hear
hey,
me?
Hey, now we can hear you.
Hello.
We got one.
It doesn't look like, has the Destiny pool?
It's updating.
Yeah, it updated on mine.
It's updating on mine.
Oh, I'm looking at the ship monsters.
Yeah,
okay. Destiny pool,
it doesn't have.
You have to sync
with GM. Oh, no. Oh, what? Okay. Come on. Keep going light.
I haven't ruled Destiny yet, so I'll roll for the shit monster.
Oh, damn it.
And I'm just fixing. Right. Hey, can somebody just roll initiative?
For what? For Pi's position?
I'm just fixing the turn order. I remember I said I wiped it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's NPC, PC, 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 PC.
There you go.
No, you gotta roll for each of you.
Oh,
Just keep rolling. There we go.
Alright. Our Destiny pool, as it sits, is currently 3 light and... Oh, where'd it go? 3 dark. Oh, we're split right down the middle.
Roll one more. You gotta get for Pi, too.
We're waiting for him to show up, he said. Remember?
You guys already rolled initiative. I'm just filling the turn order again.
I did roll for... There's only four players, aren't there?
One, two, three, four. No, because Pi's not.
Oh. you're right. You got me. Yeah.
While we're waiting, we'll go for the first turn. So, for anybody that doesn't remember... We left off with the group coming into the cistern. I don't even remember what happened. Oh, so the group saw that there was a gated off area where there was a bunch of what looked like living dead, like desiccated corpses that are still up and around walking. I think Hez got pretty close to the fence, and one of them almost grabbed him. Or it swiped at him, but he was quick enough to dodge away from it. But it that gated area was padlocked off by a pretty thick chain and padlock that I think somebody tried to kick it open. Pretty sure it was John or Torque. They were unsuccessful. But they ended up continuing on into the larger cistern where they heard this voice, this sound coming from there. I'll just play it again quick.
So it did.
I'm pretty proud of that. I really wish I had a voice morpher so I could just talk for it, but I can't get one to
work. I love it, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic. Oh,
so,
man.
So the group ended up following the noise into the larger cistern where all the water is processed or treated. And as they walked in, they saw, like, this roiling, bubbling mass in the center of it. Visualize that the cistern is this big circular chamber with, like a half sphere almost. It's got a big dome ceiling over the top of it. If you imagine the circle being divided into thirds, at the points, what would you call those? The tangents on the three. So it's divided into three slices, and on the outside... How do I say this? Evenly spaced around
the circle. It's a pie with three giant slices. And the crust is the outside.
Yeah, and at the edge of the crust are pipes that are feeding into the cistern. Right now, the water is at... Oh, you shut it all off.
Yeah, we shut it
all
off.
That's right. Everybody... So you can see that the water is still like slowly trickling out. And that most of it is drained out. But except for this like center pool... But you could tell that had you not shut that off, you can still see watermarks. The water probably would have been at... Like, John, how tall is Torque?
Oh, no.
Like, probably 15 feet tall.
Yeah, okay.
Well, would don't have been say that. Ankle. I was going to say, because he's actually, chest high on Torque, however tall he is.
He's actually not in the room anymore. He didn't make it into the sewer. This is all just a fever dream.
His legs got down, but he couldn't bend down far enough to get under the...
He was just like, well, guess you guys are on your own.
See you later. Hungry. Food.
Food. No.
I would say probably somewhere between 6 or 7 feet.
So, yeah. I'm going to say it would have been like at 3 feet.
As tall as Hez.
Yeah, you guys, like most normal people, would have been wading in there about waist deep had you not shut the pump or the
Hez would be jumping from shoulder to shoulder. everybody in the party.
So as you guys are looking, yeah, pretty much. And as you guys are looking around, kind of like looking around, going, yeah, good thing we. Oh wait,
we saw it. The big hut monster.
Yeah.
Oh wait, what? Now you're messing with me.
No, you shut the pump.
We push buttons, we turn knobs, and...
Yeah, you shut the pumps off, I remember that. So, yeah, as you're surveying the area around, and, like, going, oh, man, good thing we fucking shut this off. you see the bubbling mass in the center, which you, like, I want to say that you all thought at the beginning that it was, like, a drain. Like, it wasn't really, it was bubbling, but it was more like a spiraling, like a little spiral going down. But as you're looking around, you notice that it's starting to, like, the spiral has kind of dissipated. It's not really spiraling anymore, and it's more, like I said, this roiling, bubbling mass. And you notice that near the center that it's a lot darker. Like, there's something in there, and then all of a sudden, you see that a few of these walking corpses have made it down the corridor to your right, the only other exit out of the cistern, and...
We could always just go backwards.
So?
I don't remember. Did you allow me to reinforce that zombie cage thing?
Where they were... I think you just left it alone.
I wanted to reinforce it, but I think you assured me that it wasn't...
Yeah, no, they can't get through there.
Okay, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Now remember this when you have extra dark side points later and we're kicking your monster's ass.
No, that's fine. So you see...
because he has Torque. A second hut monster behind there.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Torque
this was just the baby.
Torque and Hez, as you walk in there, you see that roiling mass, and then while you were distracted by that, you see this one of these corpses coming towards you to your right out of that, like I said, the only other exit. And as it gets close to you and Hez, at the kind of it's walking close to the center of that cistern. You see, all of a sudden, you see this tentacle shoot up out of the cistern's water, grab this corpse, or the zombie, and drag it to the center of this thing that, like, it's turned into a little cyclone again. You see at the edges of it, there's, like, sharp teeth. All of a sudden, they turn into a mouth, and this head of this... It's a hut. It looks like a hut. But it is not a hut body. It is attached to this... dark, like, squirming mass of tentacles and mouths, and you think you see a bantha arm? Or not a bantha, Wampa? It's a wampa arm, sorry. I was like,
oh, good, we're safe, he's slow.
Yeah, no, that's a wampa arm, and...
How the hell did a wampa get down here?
You know what? You're gonna have to look at it closer, but it, yeah. It is a writhing mass of tentacles, mouths, eyes. You see a robot arm. It looks like
John
somebody...
Carpenter's the It or the Thing.
No, the Thing looks probably more realistic than this does. This just doesn't look like it should exist. So this tentacle like springs up out of the water and wraps itself around this zombie that was close to you and just foists it into the hut thing's mouth. And you just hear this, like, sickening crunch as it goes and eats this corpse. And it just, like, starts, like, the hut's eyes are just, like, rolling around in its head. Well, one eye. You notice that the other one looks like it might be a rock or some sort of, like, gemmed stone that's stuck in its head. Well, eye socket.
I want that rock.
As you say that, the eyes that are just kind of like swirling around pivot towards you.
Oh, no.
And, and you're at the entryway, so it can't get towards you. But you, this tentacle will like lash out towards you, and it'll just like give this wet slap as it hits the floor. Like,
I'd jump up on Neb's shoulders.
Huh. First turn.
Okay, so was that NPC turn, or...?
That was his extra turn he had. So now we're going to go to his first turn. That tentacle that slapped down next to where, in the direction of Hez, is now going to swing itself over towards Torque.
That's got some reach on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a pretty big tentacle. And you notice... Well, I guess... I don't want
to
tell you guys...
We can roll perception to notice something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or John can, since he's right there next to it.
Let me reset the dice pool here, and it's just going to be an average check. John, if you want to do perception, I'll let you do that. I'll let you all do perception. It's going to be... This is a pretty big thing. Like, this like, mass of tentacles is, like, I don't know, almost 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
10 feet wide. That tentacle is probably, like, a 4-inch diameter tentacle. It's like the size of Hez's head.
So only HW and Captain Torque saw anything, huh?
It's kind of amazing that HW saw anything because he's just entranced by this red light over here. But yeah, he manages to catch out of the... You know what? HW, this thing is probably really interesting to you. You're able to make out that it has... So HW has 3 successes, 2
threat.
With the threat... You're going to be entranced with what you see written on this creature. Like,
ooh.
You're able to discern that the rock or gemstone that's stuck in its eyeball is actually kind of like a... It looked like a gemstone without looking at it closely because it's, like, glimmering, but it's actually like a metallic eyeball that has glyphs inscribed all over it. And with your 3 successes, you're able to make out that the glyphs... read something like control. You recognize it. It's
HW has literally just giggled.
Squee!
But those two threat.
He must have it.
Yeah, pretty much. You're kind of.
This forces him to fight. Yes.
Especially with.
Oh shit! You got a whip.
All your elder sign, your yellow signs that you've encountered. Like you know that this has something to do with your book. Some of the inscriptions you're trying to translate. Like this is
a power necessary.
Right here. Yeah. Like there's no way. Like this is going to be an obsession for you.
Like, your theories are forming in my head. Little numbers are going place right now.
Yeah, right? It's like Alan from The Hangover. Torque, you also saw something. That tentacle, as it's like, it slaps down next to you. You see, it looks like kind of like an octopus tentacle. I mean, I don't know what they'd have in Star Wars, but...
They've got things that have tentacles. Dianaga.
Yeah, but instead of suckers on it, to like that normal like sea creatures would have, this thing has those suckers are actually mouths, and inside those mouths they're just lined with teeth, and inside those mouths are other mouths with teeth inside them, and it's just
teeth all the way down, baby.
It looks like it might hurt if that thing actually gets a hold of you
forever.
Yeah, like you kind of like think to yourself that it's a good thing that thing that it ate was already dead, because it had it been alive, it probably wouldn't have felt great. Wouldn't have been the best way to die. But you have that thought right as this tentacle slams towards you. What did you have?
He had two success and an advantage.
I'll give you a blue die for your advantage if you want. You won't be, like, awestruck by it or distracted by the fact that there's just mouths everywhere. You see it swinging towards you.
Are you getting a blue die for something, or is this for this roll due to black die?
It's oh yeah, it should be a black die. You're right.
I was like, otherwise, you're going to be giving the monster a blue die, and that's no bueno.
Yeah, right. I'm going to roll for the tentacle.
Damn.
Ooh.
Three success, three threat.
So that is 4, 5, 6, 7. At least it doesn't ensnare you. So
it ensnares itself.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So there's a pillar right next to you, too. So as it swings over and knocks you or hits you, it doesn't knock you down. It doesn't get that full effect. You can see, you could feel it starting to wrap around you. But as it went to hit you, it got wrapped up around this pillar in front of, or right next to you, and got itself stuck. But that was still a pretty heavy hit. That's... Seven
minus your soak. Yeah.
Which I think your soak's pretty fucking.
His soak is ridiculous.
What a wuss.
His soak is like 5 or something.
4?
Okay.
I can't give you your thing yet, John. You have to actually take damage.
This little wuss is going to have to hit harder then.
Can I propose a light side point flip? If we flip a light side point, can Hank's grenade bandolier be down here? Well, that wasn't down here, was it?
No,
shit.
You gave all those grenades.
No, I didn't. I told them they weren't taking my grenades.
No, they took them all. But you would be up top.
Yeah,
there's
that's right.
An elevator right. Over towards the exit. I've changed the layout. I mean, obviously, I changed the layout a little bit, but I wanted this fight to actually be...
Okay, never mind. Whoever wants to go first, go first.
Yeah, go for it. That was
John, you have a tentacle there.
I'd like to hit this tentacle.
Hang on, wait.
Our turn.
That was just a tentacle's turn. That wasn't the fucking monster.
What is that?
But it's only one NPC there.
Yeah, I know. I gotta add some more NPCs. But that's for next turn. Okay, someone else can go.
John, smack that tentacle.
I want to hit that tentacle.
Okay. We set up.
Shock Lance for the win!
I'll give you a boost die because it is stuck. All right, go for it, John.
4 advantage.
So you could...
Damn! I don't know how you didn't get... You have so many dice!
You could apply... Wait, how does that work?
No, he's...
Cutting disorient?
He can't do it. He didn't hit, so none of those can be activated. It's not like it's not like Blast.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, 4 advantage, what do you want to... He can still use the advantage, though, can he?
Yeah, maybe he could. You could pin it. You could do something. 4 advantage is a moderate crit, usually. Like,
yeah, right? So you can do one thing, you can do something with those advantages, but you can't, you're not hurting it.
You can also pass each one individually around the horn, so everybody gets one blue, or you could spin two.
Yeah, let's pass it around the horn.
Okay.
How about this? You go to swing at it, and as you are, you can see that the tentacle is already starting to, like, unknot itself, or unwind itself from the pillar, and you just, like, do this. You went to swing in there, and you missed, because it was pulling away, but at the last minute, you, like, almost like spaghetti noodle, wrap it around your force lance, and then kind of wedge it down. Basically, you, like, tie its tentacle in a knot, so it can't release itself, so it's stuck to this pillar.
The Cartoon Adventures of Indiana Jones.
So I missed hitting it, but wrapped its tentacle in a knot around the pillar?
I mean, yes, that's what happened. I mean, it's up to you. Right. How would you want to make that happen?
I mean, that's fine. I'll take that, I guess.
All right.
Now we just tie his other three tentacles to the other three pillars, so we got him pinned.
Another 300 tentacles?
Oh, he has more tentacles? I thought I've only seen one.
Well, this creature in the center looks like it's made of tentacles.
Yeah.
That little guy on the map there with the hut body in it looks like it's
the way just... it's sounding, Adam's going to add another NPC every turn.
It sounds like it, huh? What weapons does Hez have? Hold on a
second. Okay, it's not my turn, but...
It could be.
No. I'm going to post something in the cantina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This can be HW's turn if you want it to be. He made a poem.
Oh my god.
That's how excited he is. Like, if that needs to be my turn, that's fine.
But... No, that could be your, like, that's just happening. Like, HW is muttering that too. But so he doesn't have a mouth, so it's just like psychically emanating.
Echoing in all of our heads. It's like, what the fuck is that?
And it's like super quiet too. It's like you have to focus in on it to hear it. Can you read that?
I mean, you probably should read it just for the sake of the cast, right?
Yeah.
Shit monster. He's a monster you'd love to touch, but you mustn't touch. His name sounds good in your ear, but when you say it, you mustn't fear, for his name can be said by anyone.
So you all just hear this.
Beetlejuice.
Is this a poem or a song?
Both. It's a limerick.
It's a sonnet. How about that?
There you go. That fits perfectly.
Did you want to take your turn now?
Oh, I don't have to, no.
All right, well then, Hez is going to jump between, scurry up between Captain Tork and HWU as it gets louder in his head. He's like, what the hell? But I'm going to use my blaster, and I'm going to shoot the hut part. I'm going for that eyeball.
Is this, which blaster is this?
My quick trigger.
Which ones did you inscribe?
These ones are all, I have the three that I got from around the building, and they're all inscribed. All of our weapons are inscribed. We established this last time.
Yeah, I just can't remember because some of them were like the one and done shots, right?
Yeah, this is mine.
So it actually just pierces. Okay. Never mind, just go.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
Actually, that makes sense.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 advantage. Can the advantage be that this thing submerges underwater for a turn so that we can, or for a couple turns so we can handle these zombies? Or how about this? With 6 advantage, can I use some of them to not be affected by
my
shadow demons?
Can you let me upgrade
my entire roll or something? Like,
you need to roll discipline because this thing is what you've been seeing in the shadows. Nice. Yeah, well, it minus the hut head and wampa arm and robot arm.
Besides the puppet parts.
Yeah, the main mass of it is definitely that squirming mass of tentacles you've been seeing in the shadows.
Can I use each two of those to upgrade my roll so I get 3 upgrades?
You actually have a blue dice, I think, on your discipline.
Just one for...
Because it was from...
Can we add all of these as blue, individual blues as well? Just have 7 blue die on there?
Yeah, sure. You're facing your fear.
I'll do it myself. I'll put it on there.
All right.
7. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Fuck it. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to upgrade this, too, if you guys don't mind. So it's upgraded once. You have no power over me.
Did you upgrade it yourself? Or
yes,
you
want to... I did all okay, that.
Go for it.
Woo-hoo-hoo! 2 success!
So you take a shot. As you go to shoot, they will say that's why you missed. Who was this? You
blue dice are the only reason I succeeded.
you faltered for a moment, and those hallucinations that you've been seeing this entire time, were in the sewers, were they looked like that. Like I said before, it's not the minus the like all the obviously. I guess you can't say obviously, but the
hello minus, there, stranger from my nightmares.
Minus the
shadow in the background of the morgue.
Like, the general mass of it, yeah, looks like what you've been seeing in the shadows. It's just tentacles and mouths everywhere.
Where are you? I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot think tonight.
You freeze for a moment as you take this shot, and that's why you miss, but in doing so, you're able to shake off your, inner demons confronting the outer one.
Does that reduce my yellow sight at all?
No. Those don't go away. That is, once you have it, it is with you.
I'll remember this, Daniel Shanks.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I told you. I was very clear with that when we started.
All right. I'm good.
That is a psychic scar that does not go away. Well, maybe it could, but not like this. Yeah, so you're able to shake your fear and confront your inner demons. So you're no longer afraid of the shadows, which is...
Hope not. Jeez, look at that roll. It's crazy.
Convenient.
I hope not. You're a grown-ass man. I don't like the dark, okay?
I'm a fox.
I was going to say, like, how old technically is Hez?
Hey.
All right.
There's a reason you're afraid of the dark.
And do age like dogs? Are they like 7? Is she like up. 7?
Like... Wait, what's that in raccoon ears?
Right.
I'm not a raccoon, you bastard. I'm a fox.
You're the hottest. I'm
hey, you fucking hot.
All right, so PC turn.
So what are these blue lines? Are those supposed to be tentacles?
No, that's water.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before I
you can hit
attack
the water.
Like water. All right, Bruce Lee.
Hey, man, watch out.
Baseballs.
So, what you thinking,
Ben? I'm kind of thinking I want to throw up. Aren't these things like flames over here?
No, they're like red lights.
Like safety lights?
Yeah.
It's not like, fire or anything.
These are the OSHA required.
Gotcha. Okay.
60 foot, every 60 feet, you got to have a red light.
This is all like
dim light. Trying to be smart.
Do you have grenades?
I don't remember if I still have grenades. I didn't think I used any grenades. But then you guys said that they were taken back from us.
Ooh.
Or something.
I was talking about gas grenades from our prequel.
Oh. Yeah, I thought we were given grenades.
I think you bought. I think.
I bought grenades. Hold on, let me check my.
Doesn't look like you got any grenades. You give me a light side point, I'll give you one grenade.
You've also got a gun that does a stupid amount of damage.
You're right.
The pew pew.
Yeah. Your gun.
I don't need a grenade.
Ben wants to go into a berserker rage and steal all the spotlight.
John, how mad would you be if I let him have that?
It is what it is.
It's like, I don't care anymore.
John's just like, then I know it's possible.
No. All right. So I set the dice pool up. You can take a, if you want to. What are you shooting at? Are you shooting at the tentacles or the main body?
Like once I hit the ceiling, what am I aiming for?
Oh, you're shooting the ceiling? Oh, you're trying to drop the ceiling on it? That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to drop the ceiling on it.
I'm at a light side point, and there's like a, maybe there's a large...
Yeah.
Something overhead that, like, is used for, like, holding pipes up or something.
I didn't know what I had up above the head. That's why I was asking.
I haven't decided what the Dome of the Cistern's made out of. I mean, if I was going to track with, like,
There's like jagged rocks up there or something, or if it's all like flat and just like, or what? I didn't know what exactly it looked like up above.
I envisioned it's like a, it's a smooth surface.
Smooth surface.
This is all, all
made. But since there's pillars and stuff holding it up, if I was to shoot a pillar or two or whatever and start bringing this thing down on top of it.
Yeah, we could put.
And us.
I could throw some health on that. I don't think that's a terrible idea.
I kind of want to at least shoot, aim for the pillar that's right behind it. I know its tentacle is wrapped around it, but I kind of want to.
Okay, I'll give that. Yeah, I got some. I'll set a.
Because then this gun does enough damage to where if I hit the right spot or whatever and shoot this pillar, hopefully, it might pull some of the ceiling down on top of it.
Which, okay, so which pillar are you shooting? There's a pillar at the cardinal points, the cardinal direction points of the cistern. So we'll
probably this one right behind it, right?
Okay.
The one that we're all underneath?
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, that's also the one that he's right next to. I mean, technically, you're really only the one next to it.
John, Torque is literally engaged Torque with this.
Yeah. He's
Really? Where's he at?
Look at the mat. He's literally right here.
So the tentacle that's wrapped around
the pillar. Hold on. What, Ben? You don't see anything?
I just see. The creature. I don't see Captain Torque.
This is the creature. This has always been Captain Torque. That's his. That's Captain Torque. This is the creature. Creature's tentacles. This is Captain Torque.
I thought Captain Torque's picture was something else for some reason. My bad.
No.
Okay.
John, never he just mind. Called you a monster.
You've been running around with me this whole time, and you thought I was the monster all of a sudden?
It was John the whole time. Torque was the monster all along.
Always was.
Always has been.
My fault, Captain.
See, that's like shoot him in the face.
Well, that's why I'm just trying to think shit out. I don't know. I would want
to. I mean, that's not a terrible idea beyond bringing the ceiling down on Torque and Hez, but.
I mean, if you're going to use a light side point, you may as well make it like something, like a viaduct, something right above the old shit monster.
Okay. Well, I don't want to use a light. I don't want to use a light side point. Or do I have to use a light side point in order to do this?
Well, what are you trying to do? If you're shooting the pillars, no, you don't have to use a light side point. If you're going to make something be above its head,
yeah,
you do.
Okay. Well, then.
But it's not a terrible use. Just throwing that.
No, like these are good ideas.
Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and do the light side point idea, and I'm going to shoot right above the tentacle, and hopefully. Hit the creature and do some damage.
So you're aiming for the
above the creature instead of the pillar. I'm gonna trade a light side point. And do I still have to roll my and shoot or use my gun?
Yeah, you have to roll an attack against the item that you've created above it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What's this item?
I mean, up to you, Adam. Unless Ben has something specific.
Yeah.
Maybe there's big braziers above the pit areas or something.
See, that's why I was kind of asking like what the ceiling up above it was looking like.
Or like a light. I guess it's Star Wars. It could be like a hanging chandelier light or something like
that. Yeah, the ceiling is smooth above, but yeah, you can say there's like a chandelier or something.
I mean, he looks like he's wearing a monocle, so a chandelier is fine.
Yeah, right? I mean, if you look at the robot arm too, that could be like a cup of tea he's holding.
Exactly.
Or it could be like a sensor array. There could be like a big metal sensor array for like monitoring the gases inside the viaduct or something, or the aqueduct. It could be anything.
Anything. So yeah, there's a big chunk of machinery sitting above it.
There's a giant hanging sword, since you said it could be anything.
No!
You said it could be anything.
Anyways, just dig your roll.
Shoot that rifle.
I'm gonna shoot the pew-pew.
Okay.
I was looking at my roll.
I missed. Come on.
One failure, three advantage.
So you missed. Three advantage.
It ricocheted and hit the tentacle or something. Blasted a hole through it, maybe? I don't know.
No, well, you didn't
hit
it.
You can't think
of new damage. I didn't hit it. Yeah, okay. I can't.
How about
hit
this?
It.
So, how about this? Can some of those be used to loosen the supports that's holding it? so Ooh. That whoever yeah. if the next time someone attacks that, they get some bonuses or something, some boost.
Yeah, we'll say you get a blue die. So you shooting at it, it looks like it loosened it, and you can see it kind of like, we'll say it's like a giant camera monitoring system. Like it's just this, for all intents and purposes, it's just this chunk of metal, but like you could tell it was there to monitor visually, and then the, like Zach said, it looks like there's some gas sensor array on it too. Like just this overweight, or like just giant paperweight, basically, for what you guys care about. Yeah, no. Ow. Ow. You hear Daniel off in the distance going, "That hurts." But yeah, there's it's loosened. You can see that you blew off one of the hinges that was holding it up, but it wasn't enough to drop it. So the next person that shoots at it should be able to dislodge it. That is another PC. All right.
Ooh, HW.
Yeah.
HW. Shenanigans are afoot. Okay. First off.
Yeah.
Could I do some type of knowledge check to see if I can pop that eye out with my whip? Like, if I did like a, like, I, dang it, disappeared. If I did a, like a xenology or something like that, or a warfare even, to think like, okay, if I do this, I could actually.
To like gain a bonus on an attack or something?
Like, just to see if it's possible. Like, he's trying to process.
I mean, like, you could because roll.
He's obsessed with the eye, so he's trying to get to it. He's thinking the easiest way would be to like pop it out with his whip and then go and scurry off and grab it and run away.
You could,
yes. Yes, please.
I mean, you could roll perception. You could roll xenology. Whichever one works better for you. Any of those make sense to me, but I mean, that's basic.
Knowledge comp or warfare isn't terrible. Because, I mean, you're, like, trying to strategize or something, like.
I just wanted to do a knowledge check because it seems like an HW move. To just sit and think, like, can I do this?
I'm going to make it a hard roll because it's in the middle of combat. And it's dark. It's dimly lit in this.
Oh, that's, I don't mind difficult rolls when it comes to knowledge checks.
No, yeah, go for it.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah.
Two success, two threat.
You look at it, and I mean, you notice that, like, the black tentacle mass part looks like it is at home in the water, but the parts that aren't, like the wampa arm and the fucking hut head, look like they're kind of doggy. Pruny?
Pruny?
For a better word? Pruny. Like, waterlogged. And you get the, you notice that, like, its other arm or its other eye is like bulging almost a little bit, and you're like, you know what? That I bet if I hit that pretty good in the face, something would roll out.
Gross.
Okay.
So that was. I'm gonna make that your action.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I didn't want to do anything else as far as action.
Just strategy, Adam. He's strategizing.
But I will give you before that. I'll give you a blue die for what you're trying to do. If you actually try to carry this out.
Okay.
The disadvantage, with your two threat, you're gonna take, you're so enthralled with what you're doing, you're gonna have a black die against you the next attack that's given this round.
Okay.
Oh, like this extreme focus on specific task.
I'm oblivious if someone attacks me.
So the rest of the group would just see HW. Oh, almost looking awestruck at this thing in front of him.
I mean,
he's so beautiful.
He is so happy right now.
It's a hut, man. Jeff Seeley left?
Yeah. Let me try to channel my inner Seeley here for a second. Seeley is going to slink into the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And
could still just be digesting that guy she was eating.
Oh, yeah. Slink might be a hard word for that. Forgot that happened. She ate a rat. That's what happened.
She's puking this guy up so she can move faster.
She ate an infected fucking womp rat.
Has anybody called dibs on that mechanical arm yet? Because if not, I want to call dibs on it for Neb.
Seeley Wilkes.
I get dibs on all tech.
Damn it.
but I could make you a cool arm suit.
Please. You try to stealth into the cistern, drop on this thing.
Or behind the zombies or something?
Yeah. So, we'll stealth.
To success and advantage.
Yeah.
Seely is successful. The shadows.
Yeah.
She knows what lurks in the hearts of men.
And monsters.
The shadow.
I think she's able to make it to this corner right here.
For sure.
With that movement. It's not a huge cistern. I mean, the thing's 50 feet diameter.
Cool.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Gnashing her teeth the whole time.
I will feast. And with that, we're back at top of the order. Torque is engaged with a tentacle. The thing in the center really hasn't, like, it's been, like, licking its lips. Seymour, feed me. And it looks, it, like, for a split second, like, it looks a little upset that it's tied up, for lack of a better word. Like, it frowns for a second, and then it smiles.
Ew. All of the teeth? Like, all the tentacles' teeth and everything?
Yeah. Everything on there. Like, Torque, you have, like, the, like, very tip of the tentacle, like, lashing at you, and, like, for a split second, like, the suckers all kind of, like, shape up or move up into, like, a grin. It's like a big Cheshire grin.
Captain Torque's got a front row seat to everyone's nightmares.
And with that, we're going to add in...
We're going to add one more spicy.
Put in this guy.
How many guys are this one in here? I am a Jedi like my father before me.
So with that, you see two more roiling masses of water start to bubble up, and then out shoots.
No, it's poop.
Yep, there's poop everywhere. I mean, there definitely is poop everywhere. Two more tentacles.
I see one.
Burp.
Never mind.
It has arrived.
Tentacles have arrived.
A lot of grenades, you guys.
It's funny you say that, because before we go any further, the thing in the middle, when it smiles, when these tentacles shoot up, it's going to take aim at you, and that, I say aim, because it closes one eye like it's aiming. I mean, you imagine, like, I don't know, it's hard to tell with this thing, but, like, you get the feeling that it's aiming at something, and then you see over its shoulder that mechanical arm. You thought it was an arm, but really, when it levels at you, you see that it has a gas grenade launcher attached to it. And
baby back bullshit.
It's going to launch this at Torque. A gas grenade. It missed. Advantage. So it doesn't. The advantage is that the gas grenade doesn't hit anybody, but the gas is going to add a setback to any melee attacks that you make. Melee or ranged attacks that you make in vicinity of the mist, which is going to be right here. So that is... Oh, wait. The giant thing in the middle frowns and then moves in close.
No.
And
no!
And takes a swipe at Torque because it's holding on to one of its hands. And it doesn't like that. It didn't ask for it.
Does it suffer strain?
No. You're just holding on to, like, an appendage of it. Imagine this thing is like a kraken. If you held onto one of the kraken's tentacles... The main body can still move.
Right.
You're just like holding its pinky toe.
But Vigo, you are like the buzzing of flies to him.
So it's going to come in and take a swipe at you with...
I sat on a throne of dung.
Yeah.
In a castle of poop. On
it's,
a roof.
It's... What the fuck?
I sat on a throne of turds.
I totally fucked up that roll, but that's fine. That's on me. So the monster is going to frown after missing its shot and then, like, kind of move in. Something this big shouldn't move this quickly, but it moves in the water like it's at home in it and just quickly moves up close to you, Torque. Like, we're still with this big frown, and then all of a sudden the hot mouth opens up into this gaping maw of teeth and goes to take a bite at you. I want to make sure I have my dice pool set correctly this time. Holy fuck, it does.
That's 13 damage, bro.
I'm going to use a light side point to make it do, as an incidental, spend a dark side destiny point to give Toothy Bite weapon the burn 2 quality until the end of this thing's turn.
Can I grab the captain and, like, pull him off to the side?
But your soak takes the brunt out of that.
That would literally annihilate Hez.
Yeah. So this thing, like, sinks its teeth into you, and you feel not so much piercing damage, because, like something's actually biting you, Tork. It's, like, something is gumming you angrily. It, like, can't get through your beast hide.
Yeah, Hez is really good at what he does.
Yeah, you think to yourself briefly, like, holy shit, I'm so glad I'm wearing this. You still take damage, but then the thing, like, picks you up and swings you, and as it's throwing you, you smash against this wall, and you have a momentary, like, you momentarily lose consciousness, and as this happens, you have a flashback. Tork, as your eyes begin to close, you see this whirling mass of tentacles, and you kind of like see a shimmering aura over this monster. The same aura that cat had back on the quote-unquote cat back at the jungle temple. And as your eyes close, you think you hear an elder of your clan. Our people used to fight monsters from beyond the stars. And then you're sitting there, you're back in time, back when you were a youngling still training as in the Mandalorian way, your clan's way. And you look around and you're sitting in a circle with all your other trainees or your initiates, listening to this elder tell stories to your group the way he has every single. Usually the stories are of like past glories, combat strategies or whatever, but tonight it's a story you've never heard, and the elder is telling you a story of how the ancestors of your clan used to fight these monsters or invaders from beyond the stars, things that had no place in this reality. And as you're listening to the story, the elder goes on saying that at first your people weren't able to fight these things. Nothing seemed to stick. You like they just brushed off attacks. But then as your people continued to fight up them, they saw that the creatures were utilizing these auras that they had around them that were they realized everything had these auras, but this thing in particular, or these creatures in particular, because their entire existence was like antithesis to what our reality was, it just stuck out like a sore thumb. Some of your people were able to realize that they had their own aura and that they could utilize it the same way the monsters were. He goes, not all of us can do this, but if you spend enough time training, if one trained themselves to the limit in our clan's ways, our ancestors found that they could wield their own aura or warrior spirit to push their bodies beyond their limit. And to those that watched it, it seemed like they were in a berserk rage when fighting. And then the elder displayed this to you, and you could see like a red aura, like the air around them shimmering red, like as if it was heated by some known unknown source.
Teokan, times three.
Yeah, right? Tork, you tried doing this, and you couldn't see the aura, you couldn't focus it, and it didn't do anything. And then some time passed. You kind of forgot about all of this, because, I mean, it almost sounds like a fairy tale, like something that some kid thought he heard once. Real life came into play, your clan was annihilated, and other things, it just faded. But as you as you wake back up, you can see the air shimmering around your body, and you try to focus this again.
Whoa, he went super Saurian.
Why don't you roll discipline? I'm going to make it an easy check.
Four advantage.
Yeah, we'll say you didn't get a success, but you have four advantage. This still happens. This thing just manhandled you. I can't imagine Fork being happy that this thing just threw you like it was a play, like you were a play toy. So you're able to focus. I mean, and this isn't the first time you've seen an aura like this. You saw it on that cat thing, too. Like, you can feel your body, like, brimming with energy. You think back to a few seconds ago, and you're just like, everything just seems simple right now. You have to take two strain because you didn't activate this properly. But you now have access to that ability that I put in your character sheet. You have Berserker Rage. Every attack you make adds 2 strain to that, or costs 2 strain, but his brawn pool is doubled. So, oh,
damn!
Yeah, so he has the potential to do a fuck ton more damage.
And at like, a huge, crit at a city.
Yeah, at a pretty decent cost. John, you can finally do your Berserker Rage next turn.
Let's get it. Take the next turn. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You can take it after this tentacle. So now that the monster has relieved the tentacle you had tied down, it's going to turn around and slap at Neb.
Six, 2 success, 3 threat. So for 6 damage.
Neb, this thing is going to slap at you for 6 damage. The 3 threat, it's going to get tangled up again. This thing like just clearly doesn't understand how its body works completely. And as it slaps at you, it digs into the wall right next to you as it swings by. Like you more or less just got grazed. It's like wedged in the wall. Hez, the tentacle is going to take a swing at you. The third tentacle.
Oh my god. They're all closing in.
Yep. It's going to take a swing at you, this last tentacle.
At who?
Hez.
Oh, okay, hold on before you attack.
Oh wait, it probably gets a setback die, right?
Well, maybe, but I also have a skill called Defensive Stance. Once per round, may perform a defensive stance maneuver and suffer a number of strain to upgrade the difficulty of all incoming melee attacks by an equal number for the next round. May only suffer strain up to the ranks of defensive stance. So, I have 1 rank in defensive stance. I'm going to suffer 1 strain, and you're going to upgrade the difficulty of your attack 1 time.
Does your size make it harder, too?
Yeah, if he's... He's bigger than a human size, right?
Oh, this thing's like 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide.
Okay, hold on. What is the size?
You said it was 10 feet high and 10 feet wide, so it's just like this block slapping around?
Yep.
Exactly.
It is a perfect cube. You know what? This is the Borg. We're going to Star Trek now.
It increases the difficulty, so you add a purple. So you're gonna turn 1 purple to a red and then add a purple to the roll. That's great. And a setback? Or no? No, just the purple. And the red.
So, 1 red, 2 purple, 1 upgrade.
To the difficulty, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm setting the dice.
Do your worst.
Oh, ouch.
2 failures, a threat, and a triumph.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Does it sweep my legs and I'm prone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ha! 2 failures and a threat, right? So it went to attack me, it went to slap down. Hez jumped out of the way. And then it swept across and took his legs out.
Yeah.
While he was like, yeah.
We can say the tentacle got tangled up right here on this pillar. Also takes 1 black die. It'll take.
You should keep adding setback for every time they hurt themselves. That's cool.
They're basically just getting stuck.
But I imagine if I'm going into a berserker rage, my eyes are kind of just seeing red.
Yeah.
Your eyes are normally yellow, but now they're orange.
Cool.
Starting to growl. Kind of sounds like Perry the Platypus. No, I'm just kidding. Growling, getting back up, flexing. The whole room ripples with my flex, you know?
The Matrix. Style. Yes!
You remember the scene in, what is it, that Matthew McConaughey, Dragonfire? No, not Dragonfire.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Where he, like, jumps off that cliff with the axe.
Right into its mouth?
Yeah, I'm, like, wanting to... Like, just take off running, fire. Like, leap, and then, like, swing at this tentacle monster.
You gonna jump on it and fight on top of it? I feel like that would make it harder for the tentacle monster to attack him.
You can have 1 setback. Sorry, boost die.
So, what do I just roll my regular melee attack? Because I made my brawn 8 since it's doubled, right?
Yeah.
6 success and 3 advantage. You can crit. 13 damage and a crit if you want it to be.
I mean, I want it to be.
Okay.
Compromise. Increase difficulty of all skill checks by 1 until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
And then I also take 2 strain for attacking, right, Adam?
Yeah, you do.
Compromise sounds like you're on top of that thing.
Yeah. So you can knock the hut head off with that.
Wait. The hut has that stone in its face, right?
You're going to swing it right off.
Oh, I forgot to add this part. John, with your newfound sense in remembrance of your clan's history, this thing revolts you. Like, it makes you physically angry seeing this thing. Like, this is your people's ancient enemy. And you recognize that writing as being a part of that.
Isn't that rock thing in the hut's eyes?
Yeah, but you can't read that, John.
That's no, what I don't care about that.
But he knows but there's like a gem in there. If
I knock his head off, can I knock it off in the direction of HW?
Yeah.
Doesn't he lose half his soak because the hut's gone?
No. It's like his hat. It's his armor.
Do you really want to knock the head off?
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm just asking. I'm just asking questions, John.
I wanted to feel the rage.
Okay. Because it does. You knock the head off, and as it flies off, you see it knocks somewhat towards the vicinity of HW, so like kind of in between the two. And as the head flies off and the gem kind of flies out of the head, you just hear this hut going, "I'm free." And then you hear this, there are no words for the scream you hear, but it originates from the main body, and that is just pure rage that you hear from that thing.
Is this something only the captain hears, or is this something that we all hear?
Everybody in the room hears. Like, the whole cistern shakes as that happens. And I'm going to say two more tentacles pop up out of the water. You realize...
As the captain says, you're going down, and these guys are all going to yell timber.
Timber!
Is that my Barug saying?
Yeah, that is a song.
And with that, we will call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, let us know. Give us a like or rating or review wherever you're listening. It really helps out the show. If you go to our website, talesoftheouterrim.com, you can catch all of our links, our Twitter or our Twitch feed, as well as a link to the Child's Play Donate for Destiny charity. There's some neat little bonuses where you can affect the dice pools of our game if you go and check out, if you donate certain dollar amounts. If you do donate, make sure you send us a tweet or an email. Let us know. Check out Steph Makepeace of SoundCloud, Make Peace. She does the music for the show, and she does a really great job. And do we have anything else we need to drop?
I forgot this thing has Adversary 1.
Okay, and we enjoy the show, and may the force be with you.